This program is brought to you by P1 Australia Racing Components, the designer of the oil heat mats for dry sump tank applications. Find out more about the truths on engine oil heating at p1australia.com.
Thunder Media.
Hi, I'm Chaz Mostert and you're listening to Inside Supercars.
From the racetracks across Australia, and here's Inside Supercars.
Roland Gray joins us on the Inside Supercars Rookie Review. And Roland, congratulations, possibly your best weekend so far in the Supercar series.
Yeah, it was a pretty good weekend for myself. We put a lot of effort in between rounds to make sure we'd get on top of it this weekend. So, yeah, it was really good home round for the team as well. So put our best foot forward and starting to get some results.
I know that you have had an interesting year so far, but it looks like since Perth, or in the build-up to Perth, things are starting to click for you and you're starting to settle into the team and the results are starting to show on the racetrack.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a struggle at the start of the year, but we're slowly building now and everyone in the team is so supportive. Got a lot of great people around me as well. So yeah, everyone's really gelling as well in the team. So everyone's really happy. We're in a good environment. So yeah, I got to put my best weekend together so far. So yeah, good top tens across the weekend as well. So yeah, just one bad race, but that's all right. We'll forget about that one and move on.
Qualifying is the key in supercars, and that's something that you're becoming a lot more confident in. And this weekend, top 10 in, I think, all three sessions.
Yeah, we top 10 nearly for all three. We'll 0.002 of making another top 10 in qualifying in the second one. But yeah, it's all right. We had a lot of positives come out of this weekend. We're unlocking a lot more speed that I knew we had. We just had to figure out how to get it out. So yeah, it's been good. Brody's been a massive help as well. So yeah, just keep using the tools around me to keep improving.
Interesting. Your teammate is normally your fiercest competition because you've got the same equipment. But in this case, the mentoring that Brody's doing with you in your rookie season has been a big factor, hasn't it, in settling you down and getting the results you're getting now?
Yeah, definitely. He's sort of let me go and be myself at the start of the year, and now I'm starting to utilise him more and use him to better myself and my driving as well. So yeah, he's a master of this game, and he's very competitive and he's very good at what he does. So yeah, anytime we can get something out of him or do something to help me, it's definitely not gone unnoticed. So yeah, it's good.
Has that change in the relationship been something that you've actively worked on, or is that something that Brody's sort of got the sense of what you're like and now wants to work with you?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. Obviously, coming into a new team, you need to get to know everyone, and that's the same as Brody. So had to get to know him a bit and build a friendship and sort of build something that we could work on together. And I think it's been really good, to be honest. He's definitely a big help, and building a better friendship and being better teammates has definitely helped me a lot.
When you think about the Ipswich round of the championship, the final in the Sprint Cup, what has been your biggest takeaway from the weekend, the one thing that you can say that you learned?
I think getting not flustered a little bit for Sunday was being my main thing. I think at Perth we had a really good Saturday and we sort of got a bit flustered, and my driving was a bit all over the place for Sunday in Perth. So we had a big reset overnight here, and it's really shown. So put another good Sunday together. We haven't really had a good one in a long time, so it's good to deliver one for the boys, and especially after a big engine change yesterday.
We talk about that one because it was under 30 seconds, I think, that they got you out onto the track ready for the start of the race. What's your mindset when you know the boys are working that hard, but there is a huge question mark over whether you can get out?
Yeah, didn't really have too much to affect me, but I know I've got a great crew and they're probably one of the best in pit lane. So they did everything they could and got it out before the pit exit closed. Like you said, I think there was 30 seconds or so before we could make it out. So yeah, great crew to get the motor changed in between the races. So yeah, can't thank them enough. They've put a lot of effort in. So yeah, really thank them a lot.
And at the home circuit of DJR, what did it mean to have such a good performance and also being able to support Brody, who was right at the front in the team's championship and moving forward?
Yeah, it was definitely good to have a good weekend for our home track. So, yeah, it was a big focus of putting some good results forward and helping Brody more in the team's championship. It was sort of been lacking on my side of the garage to get up there and get some more points and move up the pit lane. So, yeah, I think our time now to start putting some good results forward as well coming into enduro season. So, big points. So, we'll have some good results and hopefully move further up the pit lane.
Indeed, you are really 18th in the championship now and starting to make that push. Where do you set your goals as we come into these endurance races and the two driver races, first off at Tail and Bend and then, of course, the big one at Bathurst?
Yeah, I think we're starting to come in form into the enduros. And yeah, we've got TD who's been with the team for 11 years or so. So he's a great person to have in my corner to help guide me as well. So he's very experienced in his role and comes out to the track and helps me where I need it and chimes in when he needs to. So yeah, he's good to have. And the Bend and Bathurst are two big events. So I think we'll have a good endurance campaign. The cars are really fast at the moment as well in race trim. So yeah, we're looking pretty good.
And you have got test days, ride days at Queensland Raceway coming up immediately in the week that follows this round at Queensland Raceway. What do you have in the way of driving between now and teaming up with Tony at the Bend?
Yeah, so we've got the test days here in the next couple of days, but we're also racing the TCM car at Sydney next weekend as well. So yeah, it should be a pretty cool event. There's a lot of cool cars coming out and some big classes as well. So yeah, we'll go out there in the Ford Capri and hopefully do well in there and hopefully get it a win.
It's going to be an interesting time for the enduros. Do you have to change your training program now going from sprint races to the longer stints?
A little bit. We have a set program that sort of keeps me fit for all of it. So most of the time I get out of the car, I'm ready to go for another race, to be honest. So yeah, the training's probably the best it could be, and we're doing everything we can to keep myself good in the car. And so yeah, I think we're good heading into enduros.
Well, Rylan, it's a pleasure to catch up with you here on Inside Supercars, and we wish all the best in the TCM next weekend and then on to the Bend in a month's time.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Zach Bates from Matstone Racing joins us on the line now. And Zach, going to a track where you had done your wild card last year probably had set your expectations and your goals for the weekend a bit higher as you leave the track on Sunday evening. How do you sum up the weekend?
Yeah, you've nailed it on the head there. It's, obviously extremely poor weekend. After I was in, qualifying on the third, running there for a fair bit of the race, and then for this year not even be able to qualify near the top 10. So, I've got a fair bit to look at, to be honest. That's all. It's life.
Would have been working with the engineers, with the team right throughout the weekend to try and unlock whatever it was that was holding you back. Did you get any closer by Sunday night to what you think was the block?
We changed a lot on the car. Nothing really seemed to click. yeah, I was probably in a better place in the last race, but yeah, still just not competitive. So, yeah, it's what it is, mate.
When you're looking at the cars around you racing in a pack, where is that shortfall in the car?
Oh, yeah, it's probably hard to pinpoint. Little bits everywhere, unfortunately. Yeah, which is, that's a hard thing to fix. So, yeah, we'll keep chipping away.
And a tough weekend all round for Matt Stone Racing, because Jack was right there with you. So is he, when you're talking in debrief, is he experiencing the same problems as you?
Yeah. I think all GMs are really in the hurt locker at the moment. But, yeah, particularly, you know, LeBrox, I can obviously see, he's in a tough place as well. He's probably did a better job in the qualifying format of things. We were quite different set up in qualifying, and then I came to his in the race, and, yeah, it was a bit better. So, it's what it is.
Well, as we always ask, what was the one thing you learnt from this weekend?
One thing I learned from this weekend, there's a long way to go in setup with what we're doing. So, just need to have a really good look into it and see what we can improve on.
Now, I know a lot of teams are doing a test day on Tuesday at QR. Have you got that booked in, and do you have a program of things you want to try?
Looks good in the slow.
Yeah, I just got pulled over.
Oh, did you? For what?
Coming out of the track too hot.
What did you let you go? Yeah. Sorry, I'll talk to you. Sorry, I was talking to Will Brown.
Sounds like he had a interesting departure from the track as well.
Yeah, that would be good. Yeah, that'll be good to keep in there. Tough weekend overall, but yeah, just need to not knuckle down in the test day. We've got to have to test a lot of different things. It's we've got a lot to look at, so it's going to be good. Aaron's good. Aaron did the weekend as well, and it'll give us a lot of time to really do the driver changes, because he's done a race under his belt.
And I imagine you would be quite confident and comfortable with what's coming up, because having done the wildcard program last year, this is familiar territory for you. Unlike most of the season so far, where it's all been brand new.
Yeah, exactly. So, it'll be good to try and, just improve. That's all we can do, man.
Is the results on the weekend going to trigger another parity change, perhaps? And is that what you need?
I don't know the answer to that. We'd love something to help, but, yeah, I don't know the answer to it.
It's been an interesting year so far, Zach. We're looking forward to seeing you at the Bend. How do you set your goals now for the Enduros, and knowing that Aaron's had some seat time, which is always important?
Yeah, it's a tough one. We just need to get through the Enduros nice and clean and, see what we can do. So, it's hard to set any goals. You know, it'd be lovely. The top 10 is where I'm aiming for every race, and, we're just not there at the moment. So, just try to improve.
Well, Zach, it's great to catch up with you. All the very best. Are you doing any other racing between now and the Bend?
No other racing. So, it's just test day and a bit of drive in the back half of the year is a bit closer, which is nice.
Mm. Well, Zach Bates, thanks very much for joining us here on Inside Supercars.
All right, see ya. Thank you.
Jackson Wall joins us on the show, and the Objective Racing team, had a bit of a mixed bag over the weekend, Jackson, but you certainly looked very comfortable and the car had some good pace throughout the weekend.
Yeah, a trio, I guess, of finishing 15th on track. It wasn't the case this afternoon in race three, but these things happen. But, a good weekend, I feel like, overall. I just struggled to maximise qualifying. Had a bit of an issue this afternoon in the second stage of qualifying where I got blocked. So I felt that I didn't qualify where I should have, but, that's just the case sometimes. But, a good haul of points relatively for me. I feel like there's a lot to be happy about. looking forward to the test day now and thinking about enduros already.
As you were going through this weekend, Queensland Raceway is the home track for your mothership team in 888. How was the approach to this weekend perhaps different to the other races that you've been to so far this year?
Yeah, no different, I would say. You know, just because it's our home track doesn't mean we get to the benefit of it massively. You know, we each got to do, I got to do a test day and the boys got to do a shakedown earlier this year. So that was in February and that feels like an eternity ago. But if anything, there's more pressure. You know, a lot of the boys from the workshop and the fabrication shop come out to support us all. So, yeah, I feel like Brock and Will did an awesome job. I just made a little step, which was nice. But, yeah, it would have been better to be in the 10.
Is the racing in supercars and particularly in the main game been what you've expected it as we finish up the Sprint Cup now? Are you thinking, yeah, this is what I expected coming up through the ranks and getting here, or has it been quite different?
You know, some of it's really rough and I would say unfair and nearly dangerous at times, but for the most part, you know, it's what I expected. I grew up watching it on TV, so you see it all, you know it all, and it only ever seems to be a fair few, but it's always the same people that race you really hard. Otherwise, I feel like there's a lot of fair racing. But yeah, it's definitely tough and aggro at times. It's just how it is.
When you've, because you have been in different positions on the track and with different people around you, and there is a lot of talk about the further back you go, the tougher and rougher it gets.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, there's some truth to that, but also at the front, it seems to be fairly rough. You know, the right in the middle of the pack seems to be fairly clean. You know, everyone just wants to come home with a straight car, which is good. But yeah, down the back, you know, at times, particularly in the first few laps, everyone's racing like there's a world championship on the line and you know, they've got a bonus at times. But yeah, it's enjoyable, but sometimes it's just a bit too much.
Having had a lot of open wheeler racing, that's the one thing that you can't do and you don't learn is how to lean on someone and how to bang into them, which you do get in sedan racing.
Yeah, you know, coming from open wheelers originally, you can't do that sort of stuff. And then, yes, sort of similar in Carrera Cup, you know, you can't just do that sort of stuff and expect it to go to plan. You'll break a radiator or something will fail. You know, they're quite tender cars. So, yeah, it was definitely a big jump in what I know and what I was used to last year. But, yeah, just is what it is.
Well, before we get to test days and what comes next in the Supercar Championship season, what was the one thing that you take away from this weekend?
Just how tough and grueling these enduro race weekends are going to be. You know, we only did 200Ks this Arvo and we've got to do 500 and then 1,000 for the next two. So, yeah, you just got to hope that everyone races smart and clean. You know, it's pretty easy to damage a car and no one wants that for a big, long race like that.
Are you changing your training regime or are you doing anything different to prepare yourself for the longer stints?
Definitely mentally, trying to work on the mental side. I've just been, you know, been able to stay sharp for longer. It's a big challenge. You know, these races this year, the longest ones I've ever done. So, yeah, even the Ben 500 is going to be a long race for me. And then we've got to do double that at the 1,000, which is a big day.
Now, as we mentioned, you're in the 888 umbrella. Does the data you're seeing from Will and Brock bear any resemblance to the data that you're seeing or you're generating in your own car?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like, you know, as much as we rely on the data, we rely on the feedback of, you know, us drivers. That's when we can sort of gauge if I'm doing a good enough job or if I'm doing something different and I need to change my approach. So, yeah, I feel like the first thing we think about is how am I driving the car versus Brock and Will and what are they feeling when they drive the car compared to me.
So to testing this week, ride days, what have you got some things mapped out that you want to try and do in the week ahead?
Yeah, I mean, of course, we have some things, you know, we want to work through and figure out, but, you know, I'd love to say I can share with you those things, but for me, the biggest thing is just going to be doing the hot driver changes. And then, yeah, you know, the mechanics and engineers have I've got their plan, and I'll just do what they tell me.
Racing now, it's almost a month till you get to the Bend. Are you doing anything in between times?
Yeah, going down to Melbourne for a few days to see Nicole Bryan. And yeah, just keeping up with training and trying to do a bit more of an intensive. You know, it's a good break to do that. So yeah, that's kind of the plan.
And with the Sprint Cup out the way, now going to the Enduros, what are you looking forward to in this part of the championship?
I'm not sure really. You know, it's all new and foreign to me, so I'm just going to take it by year and assume nothing. So, yeah.
Jackson, always a pleasure to speak with you here on Inside Supercars, and we look forward to catching you up with you after Tail and Bend and the Bend 500.
Thanks for having me. Cheers.
Inside Supercars is produced by Thunder Media. Tune in next time for more. Or lock in the podcast on your iTunes or mobile device. Search Inside Supercars. The views expressed on Inside Supercars, including the panelists and guests, do not reflect the views of the network, Thunder Media, or Sport Radio. Any publication or rebroadcast of the show without the expressed written permission of Thunder Media is strictly prohibited.